Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jeff Guider of Texas Christian University joining us right after this.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Neighbors, make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. The 135th Annual Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association's Annual Convention, School for Successful Ranching, and the TSCRA's Trade Show is coming to Fort Worth, Texas, March 30th to April 1st. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org/convention. Register before the 16th of March and you'll receive discounted registration pricing for the TSCRA Convention. It's not easy being a success out on the ranch these days, given the drought of 2011 we fought through, as well as high input costs. Jeff Guider joins us today. He's the director of the Texas Christian University Institute of Ranch Management. We ask him about some tips on how to be successful in the ranch business these days.
I would preface it by saying there isn't a one-size-that-fits-all, but our approach to the ranch management program is a systems approach, total resource management. We evaluate, we inventory our resources, we evaluate our resources, and then we try to adapt our management plan to what resources we have available to us, depending upon where we are in the country. Dr. Lacefield talked eloquently about not all forages fit all places. And obviously in the Southwest, where we're from, we have to look at native pasture being a forage, which it is. So we have to work around that. Warm season annuals, warm season perennials. But basically what it boils down to is beginning with an inventory analysis, understanding what our resources are, and then trying to adopt a management plan that will allow us to profitably and sustainably produce that forage.
You've had a front row seat to the historic drought in the Southwest. We've had damage to our pastures, no doubt. How do we go back and repair that?
Well, the key, and you're absolutely right, and the number one key is property utilization. And in the circumstance where we've just gone through, what that means is we've got to rest our pastures. Even if it begins raining somewhere near normal levels back in the southwestern United States, we're still going to have to give our pastures a lot of rest, and it's going to take time. Unfortunately, the recovery process in a native pasture takes a lot longer than it does in an introduced pasture, where you can somewhat control the nutrient requirements of the soil and somewhat control the water if you have irrigation.
I know that we've had a lot of a culling of our herds. We saw those numbers just a few days ago. As folks look at the proper stocking rates and the proper levels of utilizing the pastures that they've got available to them, how do they properly determine how they get to that optimum level?
That's a great question. And what we like to try to do is use the take half, leave half method on native pasture. So basically what that entails is that sometime in the fall of the year in native pastures, most producers would go and inventory their pastures. They take forage clips, forage samples, walk transect lines, identify what plant species they have, and then based on how many pounds of forage produced per acre, they would establish that stocking rate. In the initial part of that, after a drought recovery program, you probably would want to allow for less animal units on the stocking rate. But it all begins with proper utilization, and that starts with understanding what the inventory of the grass is or what the forage is.
Joining us today, Jeff Guider from TCU's Institute for Ranch Management. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, March 25th, it's the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale at Miami, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 80 registered limousine and limflex bulls. Yearling and fall yearlings, all Denver pens and carload bull sales, plus 20 pairs, both fall and spring. Now, for more information and contact numbers, just go online to magnuscattle.com. That's M-A-G-N-E-S-S, cattle.com. Go to magnuscattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.